For Michael Avenatti, the one that was fawned over by CNN and MSNBC for weeks and weeks because he was Stormy Daniels' attorney, you know, put out there and fawned over as a possible presidential challenger to Donald Trump. Hundreds of appearances on CNN, hundreds of appearances on MSNBC. Man, is he falling on hard times. He's facing something on the order of 500 years in prison. Stealing money. One of those was from a paraplegic client who had gotten a settlement, and Avenatti apparently allegedly lied about it and allegedly bought a plane and allegedly flew around the country in that plane. And at any rate, he's facing more trouble now. Another bad day for Michael Avenatti, the hero of CNN. He is facing a challenge by the state bar in California to strip him of his license to practice law there. That after he was accused of stealing $840,000 from former client Gregory Barella. It says that it expects that he will be disbarred. Avenatti has 10 days to reply. He says he will. He says there's no truth to it. No truth to any of it. The sleazy porn lawyer in all sorts of trouble because he says, well, whatever it takes. Talk about a pandering fool. Speaking of Joe Biden and speaking of CNN, and bring all these things full circle for you. You know, Joe Biden, as we just mentioned, leading in the latest polls, not quite as strong as he has, 32%. Bernie in second place at 18%. But because Joe Biden is leading the polls, he, of course, the old adage, the farther you get up the flagpole, the more of your rear end there is to shoot at, all right? And that's what's happening. He's up there. They're taking shots at him. He's the guy up top. You attack the front runner. That's the way it works. But even CNN's getting in on the action. They're enjoying this a bit. Here's a little bit of a clip. You have to just fully enjoy this to hear that CNN is attacking Joe Biden, the guy that they were praising just a few weeks ago before he got into the race. Of course, now he's free game. Of course he is. Here on the Jake Tapper Show, Jake Tapper and crew on CNN yesterday, it's bite number four. Bite number four.
The first time he ran for president, he lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood. Kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, you know, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish.
He tends to embellish. That's a fancy word for saying he lies. He makes things up. When he gets comfortable and he starts running his finger through people's hairs and getting a good whiff of shampoo, he kind of loses control of himself. His hands get sweaty, and he just starts telling lie after lie. Oh, my gosh, your hair is incredible. Easy, Joe. We're on a campaign stop. Easy, Joe. At any rate, in the brave new world of socialism being outlined by Biden yesterday, in part, that whole world lately is led by the provocateur, the provider of pixie dust. And unicorns, that, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has another stunning revelation for us today about socialism and what you, yes, you, must do because you owe the world. How dare you, privileged one, not give everything that you have earned to somebody else? Apparently, housing is guaranteed. It's a human right now. As I told you, it will be soon cars and everything else. You know, jets will be a human right, except they'll be outlawed. But I want you to hear bite number one from AOC and her view of the world through these odd colored glasses. Bite number one. Go.
So when we talk about what are we doing to make sure that housing is being legislated as a human right, what does that mean? What it means is that our access and our ability and our guarantee to having a home comes before someone else's privilege to earn a job.
If you didn't hear it clearly, what she said was, because it's off a camera phone, obviously, in the back of a little diner there, she says that housing must be guaranteed before anyone can be guaranteed a profit on anything they do. I see. So anybody can have a home, but the hardworking people of this country that get up, that take a chance, that take a risk, and put it all on the line and work their tails off, you're not guaranteed anything. Your profits, no, sir, we'll take those. Because we know better, and there are people out here that can't work as hard as you or don't or won't, and their housing is a human right. You understand what I'm saying to you? She is saying that the government will take and dictate to all of us. Now, she will deny that in a straight-up conversation, but it's exactly true. You keep getting glimpses of what the real agenda is for these socialists, for these communists. That's what these people are. Marxists, I suppose. But that's what they are. That is their whole plan, is for complete and total government control of everything that goes on. You're not entitled to the fruits of your labor. That tree that created that fruit grew here, and other people live here. And therefore, how dare you feel you're entitled to collect the fruits of that tree, even though you planted that tree, and you nurtured that tree, and you fertilized that tree, and you grew that tree, and you pruned that tree, and you then collected the fruit from that tree. How dare you think that is yours? That tree grows here, and other people live here too. Therefore, we will dictate where those fruits go. Back off, thief. That's the attitude. That's the attitude. We can stop it, though. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. So good to have you along for the conversation. So much more to cover. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.